And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. Hey, brand spanking new in the text line. I love this person. That's Chiho from Rainbow City. Chiho, hello to you and Blaine. She says, with regards to those charges that Hunter Biden's got, she goes, oh, by the way, aren't these the red flag laws the Dems want for gun control? She makes an excellent point. Not quite, though, because the red flag laws are even worse. The red flag laws in some places are like, have you ever had anxiety? Do you have PTSD? You know, we had a report from a neighbor that you appeared to have a suspicious backyard opportunity for barbecuing. Well, I don't know. It just, all said and done, most of the red flag laws are getting so much more circumspect than somebody actually lying on a form. So in this case, if Hunter Biden had gotten if he was a lawful gun owner and he had gotten a report somewhere that he might be doing drugs and they came to his house to seize his firearms, that's where the red flags are. In this case, he forged the documents himself. So, but your point is well taken. Kimball from Harvest says, Phil, everyone knew that Joe Biden was old in a serious decline back in 2020 when he couldn't even draw flies to his events. People voted for him and his family and their baggage anyway. They're not going to change their voting habits unless it affects them personally. I hope they're feeling an urge to vote differently next time. Well, Kimball, I do too. And I got to tell you, I look at what's happening with the economy. And a lot of times, the sense of economy or the senses about the economy or personal security have a direct impact on people's votes. I mean, there are those who vote their principles, and there are those who vote their principles and their party. And then there are those who just vote their comfort. But regardless, there's a lot of people that are tired of seeing things the way they are, and it's hitting them where they live. So, yeah, I hope you're right, Kimball. Trina from Elkmont says, I don't think he was a crack addict. I think he is a crack addict. Oh, there's that. Frank from Madison says, if the House committees have tied Hunter to various shell companies with stacks of money, I would think there'd be a judge in Arkansas that would want another look at the financial declarations he made under oath in the child support hearings. And I agree. The only thing is, though, I think he actually entered into a settlement agreement on that. So that's where it's going to be different. The judge has already received what became a negotiated settlement between he and the mother of his child in Arkansas. Bless that little girl. So they entered a settlement agreement. It makes it a little bit different. The judge just approved their settlement. He didn't actually award something after a trial on the merits, is my understanding. If I'm wrong, I'll take it. But the reality is, too, it doesn't mean that the mother of his child can't come back and go, he never told us about offshore bank accounts, and now we want to renegotiate based upon new and extrinsic evidence. So we'll see. Badger from Athens, American flags can be taken to your local American Legion and VFW, and when they collect enough, they hold a flag retirement ceremony. Thank you, Badger. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, check it out. Your American Legion and VFW, they'll cover you up. All right, listen, we're going to come back in a minute. So if you heard my monologue a moment ago was about the Appeal to Heaven flag, a symbol of patriotism and faith, a flag that was actually flown. It was the very first ever naval ensign or jack flag that we had flown over our Continental Navy at the time. That flag predates the signing of the Declaration of Independence. That flag was flown by the batteries that helped preserve Boston Harbor. That flag was actually apparently carried during the Battle of Bunker Hill. Now, that flag is an important part of our history. And there are some who want it to be taken into an entirely new realm as being some kind of racist, radical, right wing. Thank you. How about this? A white right wing.
You started confusing me. I was like,
yeah, white racist, right wing, whatever. Christian nationalist. That's what they're trying to say. All that to say, it's not that. It's not that at all. And one of the organizations calling for it to be dealt with, calling it an artifact or a relic of times past when we had to endure Christian nationalism in previous generations, talking about the founding fathers, by the way, is an organization called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is based out of Wisconsin. If you're not familiar with them, about to edumacate you on what the Freedom From Religion Foundation tries to do in Alabama and why it's so important in light of what happened in Auburn just even yesterday, that we not give in to them. It's about faith, not fear. It's about staring at the ones who tell you you're not allowed to pray and telling you, well, by God, I am. Freedom From Religion Foundation, they are desperate to try and tell you that any evidence of your faith in the public arena is just unconstitutional. I would say just the opposite. I would say the Bill of Rights guarantees you the opportunity for faith in the public arena. And if you are truly a person of faith and you're in the public arena, then your faith by its very nature goes with you. We'll talk about that, because the interesting dynamic is that what happened in Auburn yesterday was not only significant in the lives and the spiritual lives and in the actual community, it was something that was significant because of who participated in it. The very thing that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is saying is not allowed to happen is what happened last night in Auburn. Faith, not fear. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got local, we got state, we got national. We cover down on all the issues, and like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. A couple of quick text messages before I jump into dipper number one. Brian from Huntsville says, Boy Scouts also accept and store U.S. flags for a proper ceremony and retirement. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Your point is good. Missy from Faulkville says, thank you, Brother Phil, for praying for our country on the radio. We so need more of that. Thank God for country life. Only the farm animals saw me crying as I was mowing at the time. Wow. Thank you, Missy. I appreciate you. All right, listen, I'm jumping into dipper number one. I'm calling this Faith, Not Fear. We got Boomer McQueen coming up at 3:30, so I'm going to try and move my way through this. Let me tell y'all, as an amazing thing happened last night. If you did not hear this, 1819 News has the story, but several outlets also covered. I think Yellowhammer had it too. There was an event last night called Unite Auburn. Auburn University's Neville Arena had a massive crowd. Like some estimates are up to 5,000 people showed up for what they was going to plan to be a worship event. But after it was over, people didn't want to quit. And there are videos online. I just saw one a moment ago. Hundreds of people went down to a place called Auburn's Red Barn, and there's a lake there. And Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl, football coach Head Hugh Freeze, and baseball coach Butch Thompson were all promoters of this event. Hundreds got baptized at the lake that last night. Hundreds. One of the speakers, a guy named J.P. Pakluta from Texas, he spoke on things like sexual abstinence and purity and also spoke about the dangers of pornography. And you're on a college campus talking like this. It's awesome. Bringing the word and just laying it on thick. And then the three coaches were assisting in the baptisms afterwards. So this is an amazing outreach opportunity. And I love the fact that these coaches who have a platform, they know it, on their personal time were promoting an event that was having a dramatic impact upon the student body and the people of the community. Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is probably livid because this is exactly what they fight against. There's an organization out of Wisconsin, a nonprofit organization called the Freedom From Religion Foundation that that just constantly goes to war on things like what we're describing right now. Well, they have been at war on things like this for a bit. I encountered them because there's a small town. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you how it went. Small town in my district when I was in the state senate called Glencoe. I love the city of Glencoe. City of Glencoe calls itself, one of the most patriotic cities in the nation. They always have flags flying up and down the highway that runs through. It's Highway 431. It's just a beautiful little town with a lot of patriotism, a lot of good people. The town hall, not real big, but, beautiful little town hall right there off the highway. They always had a flag flying in the front, the American flag, a POW-MIA flag, and a Christian flag. And the mayor said that as long as he was mayor, that flag was going to fly. Then they got a letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation threatening a lawsuit. And the little town of Glencoe, Alabama thought, do we have the ability to withstand the onslaught of a lawsuit? Can we afford to pay the lawyers? And they looked at it and they thought, what can we do? Well, it's kind of funny because where the flag stood in front of the courthouse, in front of the town hall, was adjacent to the parking lot of the First Baptist Church of Glencoe. And so the city deeded the flag plot to the church with the agreement the church would never stop flying the flags. And so it looks just like the flags are flying in front of town hall, and really it's on church property. How you like that, Freedom From Religion Foundation?
That's awesome.
Pound sand. That's what I'm saying. But that's the kind of thing you got to do. I mean, the Freedom From Religion Foundation also showed up in the beautiful little city of Rainbow City, Alabama, where I lived until most recently. Rainbow City, Alabama had a live manger scene every year. Live manger scene. Had camels out there and stuff. Awesome. Right there in front of City Hall. Beautiful town. Lots of community action. And then all of a sudden the Freedom From Religion Foundation said somebody in the community was offended and concerned. And they were threatening a lawsuit. And the mayor was having none of it. And the town rallied. We had a huge rally against the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Listen, you got to push back. Well, here's a piece from AL.com right here in Alabama. This one came out just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Alabama Community College president's staff is, quote, pushing religion, says a group. The Wisconsin-based nonprofit is calling on the Freedom From Religion Foundation again, calling on an Alabama Community College to immediately cease holding prayer at your staff events or meals. Anyway, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, in a September 8th letter to Snead State Community College, which is in Boaz, Snead State Community College got this letter saying that college president Joe Whitmore has actually been praying with people at work. No. Say it's not so. There's a hostile work environment if I ever heard one. He actually has what he calls the guiding Bible verse for each year as they go into the school year. Interesting. This could be dynamic. I don't know that this can ever. What a dastardly thing. Says the prayer in the verse made the employee feel uncomfortable and offended. By the way, it's always an unnamed employee or an unnamed local citizen. They never tell you who it is. The letter calls on the school to immediately end holding prayer for staff members or, quote, pushing religion. The foundation has been involved in several cases in Alabama, such as a lawsuit it later had to drop against the state over the So Help Me God oath without any secular options on its voter registration form. Yeah. It keeps on going, though. I went to so here's an actual press release from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. This one came out just this week. It says the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they're so proud of this, by the way, is telling Charlotte County Public Schools to immediately end coach-led religious activities. Oh, including Christian baptisms. Oh, does that sound familiar? Last night, Auburn. This is a high school football program. In this case, as a concerned community member, unnamed, has informed the national state church watchdog called the Freedom From Religion Foundation that the Port Charlotte High School football team has become deeply entangled with religion thanks to a team Christian chaplain named Tom Parker, who regularly engages in religious exercises and prayers This is their press release. They say, most shocking, this has included a baptism ceremony for players. Charlotte County Public Schools must ensure this school-sponsored religious coercion ends immediately. The team's coaches must immediately cease infusing the football program with religion. That's the way they operate, y'all. They come in and they threaten and they bluster. These are what I would call atheist bullies. Atheist bullies who believe it's their mission in life to tell you that your faith is not allowed in the public square, and I would say bunk. I'm calling bunk on it because, folks, you don't separate faith from the person. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I doubt if there's anybody in any of those stories who was coercing anybody. I guarantee you there was probably the Snead State College, right, Community College right here in Alabama. I would bet that what really happened was, if anyone would like to pray with me, we're going to pray. There's a Bible study after hours for those who'd like to participate. And if we can't do that, then how is it we're allowed to see Drag Queen Story Hour take place in our public libraries? How is it that we're not allowed to pray, but they're allowed to denigrate our religion whenever they want to? How is it, by the way, that it's usually the Christian faith being targeted? I don't recall seeing this for the Islamic faith or the Buddhist faith. Do you? When's the last time you ever heard of that? I'd say never. Freedom from Religion Foundation targets Alabama schools, story that came out in October of last year, 1819 News. In response to the Supreme Court of the United States ruling in favor of a football coach's right to pray on the field, the Freedom from Religion Foundation is now launching a campaign in an attempt to educate school administrators on what it perceives to be limitations on the ruling. In other words, they were so aggrieved by the fact that a coach was allowed to pray on the 50-yard line that they have now decided our job is to get out there and educate people. So we're going to start making sure they understand. They even say in this particular news story that the Freedom from Religion Foundation says that it plans to contact student athletes directly to let them know their rights. I got news. Don't you call my kids. Don't you call my neighbor's kids. Don't you start calling the house saying, excuse me, aren't you a student athlete? We need to talk to you about your rights. No, you don't. I educate my children. Let me get you on hold. Thanks so much. And you don't have that luxury. Well, listen, we got to take a break right now. We get back from the break. I see I got a caller holding on the line. We'll try and get that. But yeah, I'm just going to tell you right now, this is not what they call separation of church and state. Separation of church and state under Jeffersonian doctrine was never what they try to make it out to be now. This is different. The First Amendment says there shall be no establishment of religion. It also says there shall not be any infringement thereof. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah. Making it cool to be a Christian and a conservative. How about that? Line one, held on during the break. I want to honor that time, so let me grab it right now. Mark from Athens. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Just fine, Senator Williams. I've got a question for you since you are a lawyer.
Okay.
And you are a previous senator.
Yeah.
And you are like me. You're a constitutional junkie. I want to ask you this. If someone could please tell me where in the Constitution, not the Federalist Papers, not personal letters sent to organizations by our founding fathers, but where in the Constitution it says that I don't have the right under my First Amendment rights to go on any public piece of property, state, federal, or any government-owned property, and espouse my religion in any way, shape, form, or fashion, I feel, as long as it is lawful.
It doesn't.
And be stopped.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. There is nothing in there about church and state in the Constitution.
There's not.
This is all something read out of a letter from one of the founding fathers to a Baptist organization.
You are correct. You are correct. And it was actually
nothing to do with our Constitution.
And it actually, they've actually taken it farther than it's believed he ever intended that phrase to be used. Yeah, the First Amendment literally.
Because they don't continue the whole sentence in the whole paragraph.
No, they don't. I mean, the First Amendment provides that Congress makes no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting its free exercise thereof. And that, period.
That's right. That's right.
But people get cowed.
We can have prayer in every government office. Before any kind of congressional hearings, any kind of congressional meeting, anything, they can have a prayer before that, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says that you cannot.
That's exactly right. You know, for all his warts and blemishes, I mean, I got frustrated with George W. Bush's, but George W. Bush himself actually participated in a Bible study in the White House. You can do that. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
It just these are atheist bullies, and they try to cow you into the position that says you don't have the right, but you do have the right. They just don't want you to
and
believe
you
that you
what
do.
Else they do, Senator Williams, is they hit small organizations because they know they don't have the funds to battle with them with their huge donated lawyers that they have.
That's exactly right. You are But there's also, by the way, there's been a real uprising of organizations that counter that, like the Alliance Defending Freedom and— the American Enterprise Institute has lawyers, and then others. They will actually come to your aid to defend those cases because they understand what's at stake.
Well, you look at the poor cake baker. He had come to his aid.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know,
Mark, great call. Appreciate you, man.
I'm just tired of it, and I want Christians to stand up and say enough is enough. This is our country, not yours.
Outstanding. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call, Mark. He's so right. There's nowhere in the Constitution that says that. There was a letter written by, I believe it's Thomas Jefferson, who opined about the questions of a separation of church and state, but he didn't mean what has been interpreted to. So the bottom line is you heard the argument already, but there was a piece that was written by a guy that I know named Pepper Briers. He wrote a piece in April 2019. We were both at the Policy Institute at that time. Pepper wrote a piece that was published in the Montgomery Advertiser, and I got a copy of it right here. The title of it is, Three Reasons Why Alabama Should Stand Up to the Freedom from Religion Foundation. And he opens up by saying, and this is 2019, but I've got another article from 2013, 10 years ago. This organization has been picking on Alabama organizations in small towns for a while. It says, an atheist group from Wisconsin has implicitly or directly threatened to sue more than 40 Alabama school systems, local governments, and elected officials during recent years. The organization, called the Freedom from Religion Foundation, is often successful, but because many give in after calculating the potential attorney's fees and the uncertain outcome of drawn-out lawsuits. See, that's just it. People are scared. The question here, and I call this Dipper, it's faith, not fear. If you operate from a position of fear, they're going to get you every time. But our God, listen, it says it for us. The verse is very clear. Our God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power and love and self-discipline. 1 Timothy 4:12. Most of them have little or no experience in constitutional establishment clauses or free exercise cases, says Eric Johnson, who's a friend of mine, president of the Southeast Law Institute. He says in order to defend themselves, most would need to hire outside counsel at high rates. But Pepper, who wrote the article, Pepper Briers wrote this article, he said, here's the three reasons why you have to fight. Number one, he says, our leaders were elected to protect our rights. So if you're the mayor of a small town and you're getting picked on, remember, you were elected not just to administer things in the town. You're there to protect the rights of the citizens as the mayor. It may be your role to stand. He also says, number two, we're not alone. He pointed out what I said a moment ago. There are organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom or the Landmark Legal Foundation or Alabama Policy Institute or the Southeast Law Institute who will come to your aid. It's not always about having to hire the big law firm, the big city. And then lastly, he points out this. He says the odds are in our favor. Says a review of the Freedom from Religion Foundation's most recent public tax documents show that while it wrote 1,561 letters in 2017 alone, it only had 22 actual lawsuits that it won or were still pending. That's only 1.4% of their complaints that actually go to litigation. So nearly 80% of their complaints, it says, have gone absolutely nowhere because 19.7% of them were resolved without even there being a lawsuit. So my sense is, and I believe Pepper Breyer said it well, this is about your faith. It's also about your culture. Because when these traditions and symbols and things are up in our, you know, public square, they're a part of not just our faith, they're also a part of our community. They're a part of the culture and the fabric of the community. They are our faith, which is the biggest part, but they are also about who we are as a people and what do we want our community to be known for. All right, there you go. Faith and not fear. Coming up next, one of my favorite times of every single week, Boomer and McQueen. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.